Hello and welcome to the final round of season 4 trivia on Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Caroline.
I'm Avis.
And we are joined today once again by Tawny and Corey. They were Team Titty Snake last time around, and now they are
competitors.
Going head-to-head for the ultimate honor of Your Mom's Podcast Season 4 Degrassi Trivia. Welcome,
yeah. Guys.
Oh, and the awesome prize of joining Season 5 wrap-up.
I was going to say, that's like the ultimate prize. You get to come back next season for the, well, I guess this season. We already started recording it. But next season for the purposes of you guys. And so, that's a super big prize. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
So let's just get into it. And you know what? I'm going to keep it confusing. And we are once again going to pick a number between, or a color. A color.
A number between a color.
A number between a color. We're going to confuse the shit out of you. A number
pick
between
color
a color.
Of the Roy G. Biv. I've got mine.
I'm going to say orange.
Okay.
Green.
Tawny got it on the nose, so I don't have to figure out what the prices are of that.
Medium colors.
We'll have something more.
I listened to the other episode, and I remember being as confused listening to it as I was during it, trying to figure out how you were going to get what colors we picked close to something, but here we are.
You know, that's just how it goes sometimes. I somehow still closest without going over, I think, is what I had in my mind.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
God, you didn't choose yellow.
Well, right. No, because then it would have been you, wouldn't it? Oh, no.
You chose orange.
She chose orange, so wouldn't it?
Yellow's right in the middle of orange and green.
Would have been like, pick another set of colors. Maybe one day we'll make them do rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh.
We might have to start bringing that out after a while because, like, we're going to run out of shit. All right.
Speaking of rock, paper, scissors, can I just say that Forrest and I have finally ended our Survivor hiatus, and we are watching season 41 right now. No spoilers, please. And ooh. I love Danny. And I loved Danny before Survivor because he was on the Challenge CBS, and he would talk about his wife all the time, and it was always my wife, Kiki. And I just thought that was very sweet. I don't know. I liked it. I liked Danny. Anyway, what I don't like about Danny is he calls it paper, scissors, rock.
Danny.
It out of order?
Yeah.
No.
Right?
I'm not down with that. My brain would be like, no.
And every time I'm a little bit like, I hope you get voted out.
Because you can't say it correctly.
Because who says that? Nobody calls
I'd vote
him
off. I would vote that person off
right away. At one point, like, he said it at a challenge, and Jeff was like, so you're telling me you played rock, paper, scissors? And Danny looked annoyed as though Jeff had corrected him, and I was kind of like, I can vibe with that, but still, Jeff was right to correct you, because nobody calls it paper, scissors, rock. And on petty things, that was petty things that make Caroline. So, Tawny, darling, let's start it out strong. In what month did Toby and Kendra break up? May, June, July, or August?
I'm going to say July.
You are going to be incorrect. Corey.
Why?
I'm good with that. Caroline's being all like, no.
That threw me off. That was great, but that also was brutal.
She can be as brutal as she wants. I'm here for it.
It's all in love.
She's like, get it. Like, give it all to me. I can take it.
Do you need the answers again, Corey?
I don't. I'm 98% sure it was May.
You are 98% wrong, by which I mean 100% wrong.
It was
August.
2% was correct, though. That 2%, Corey.
They did break up during a month.
If Trivia's had a title, it would be "You Are 98% Wrong," and by that I mean 100% wrong, and I would put that whole thing.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. All right, I will have to, yeah. Well, that was strong, strong.
You said we were going to start off strong, and we did.
Hi, Corey. For 1 point, what is the name of Joey's first realtor? Sharon, Karen, Ellen, or Helen?
Was it Ellen?
It was not. Tawny.
It was Helen.
It was. I'm sorry, guys. I am a little feisty today, but it is all with
just a little bit. It's fine. I mean, I'm kind of into it, but damn.
I've had a trash day. This is amazing.
You're like, go.
As my XBF used to say, XBFF, sorry. I'm not a bitch. I just play one on TV. Was he ever on TV? Nope. That's besides the point. And that's a little bit how I feel today.
We play a bitch on the podcast.
Yes.
So, next question. Oh, wait. Skipped one. Tawny. Oh.
Yes.
What makeup product does Paige offer to share with Emma? Yeah. Is it MAC lip gloss, Milk Kush lip glaze, Sephora gloss, or Lancome Juicy Tubes?
Not the exact product.
Do you have any idea how hard that was to research? Like, high-end lip gloss 2000s.
Jeez.
Okay. Can you repeat it one more time?
Yeah.
Please. Thank you.
MAC lip glass, Milk Kush lip glaze, Sephora glossed, or Lancome Juicy Tubes?
Jesus.
Intense.
I'm going to go with the first one, the MAC.
That was a good call. Is that his correct?
I was going to say, wait, we're 98% incorrect.
No,
that is correct.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Caroline, your delivery, you're on fire. Okay.
Sassafras tonight. I'm here for it. Sassafras.
I've never heard of that before. At a pub I worked at that called me Sassafras.
I've never heard that in my life. That is so cute.
All right, Corey. What is the name of the kid that Sean deafened? Is it Tyler Burton, Tyler Bishop, Tyler Boyd, or Tyler Burke?
It was Tyler Bishop, I think.
It was Tyler Bishop.
Nice.
All right.
That was confusing, though.
I know. I told you. They're easier questions, but some of the multiple choices make it hard.
Caroline's holding no punches.
Would you rather be on season 1 and 2 trivia?
No.
Those were the dark ages.
Those were the days where nobody, like, they got like 2 points
in the whole episode.
Yeah.
Oh no.
All right,
Tawny. Last point of the round. What color is Dean's car? Green, yellow, red, or black?
His car was yellow.
That is correct. All right. So coming out of round one, we've got Tawny with 3, Corey with 1. I think we've all learned by now, though, that especially in the first round, that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Still
doesn't feel great to hear.
Yeah,
I'm still not happy with it, though.
You're doing amazing.
You are absolutely doing amazing, sweetie. These questions aren't fucking around.
There's 15 points still up for grab. You got this.
Absolutely. So with that, remind me how we start the rounds again. Is it always Tawny? Now it's Corey?
Rounds start with Corey, both of mine.
Oh,
start.
That's so easy. Great. Okay. Corey, what is the name of Ashley's aunt? Susie, Sandy, Sally, Stacy.
Think it was Sandy.
It was not Sandy. Tony?
I have the choices again.
Absolutely. Susie, Stacy, Sally.
Sally.
Is Sally. And I still want to know, why is she here? Why is she here? Because she just has no business.
That woman just showed up and looked like she was the same age as Craig and Ashley, and then she left.
She did not look like she was the same age as Craig and Ashley.
Maybe 2 years
maybe
older.
Maybe if they had been left out in the sun.
Damn. She was definitely worked over. Like,
maybe the same age as Jay.
And like, she's
in her 40s.
She looks like she's been out, you know, just laying on top of somebody's sunroof, not sunroof, roof, and just hit like all that radiation. Just, she's aging like a wrinkled. Yeah,
it was the 2000s. We liked to tan. Apparently,
everybody needed to be in a tanning bed 24/7.
I think that we were so like, she just tans like before. 3 times a day. Yeah, oof. No, did not tan.
Sorry, actress right. Who played Sally.
Sorry, Sal. Damn, yeah, you catching these strays today.
Sorry, Sally.
Sorry. All right, Tawny. What is the value of Downtown Sasquatch's recording time? $5,000, $12,000, $7,000, $10,000.
I think it was $10,000?
Yes, it was. All righty. Corey, what is the name of the woman Mr. Oleander is dating when he meets Paige? Charlie, Joey, Danny, Sammy.
Charlie.
Yes, it is. Charlie's that little bitch.
Corey's still in this. Charlie did nothing wrong besides horrible taste in men.
But she was rude to Paige.
It is very hot. Thank you.
I mean, to be fair, Paige kind of deserved it.
Paige was a child in a bar. Chasing after her grown-ass student teacher. Charlie could have been more... I don't know.
She could have been more demure.
She could have.
Yeah, a little more mindful.
Would have appreciated sure. If she would have, like, you know, been more of a girl's girl about it. But she also
could have, like, called the authorities and she didn't. So at least there's that.
Right.
To be fair, she was a girl with a boy's name. So is the onus really on her to be a girl's girl?
What are you saying about girls with boys' names? As nothing, a female presenting person named Corey?
I'm not saying that girls with boys' names can't be girls' girl. But do they have the same expectation? Or in living in a, like, through the experience of living in a world where sight unseen, people are likely to assume you are a boy.
Oh, just by hearing the name.
Does that little bit of blind privilege perhaps allow you to turn a blind eye to the girls? You've had a taste of living in a man's world.
Deep thought corner.
This has been Caroline defending Charlie because why not? It's because your brother's named Charlie, isn't it?
It's just because, like, yeah, she's kind of cocky about it, but like, I don't think she knows he's a predator. He doesn't leave her for Paige. Like, she left him. Supposedly, yeah. Anyway.
Supposedly.
If we take that at face value, she left him. Probably because he sucks. It's not
he
like
does
she's
really suck.
Gonna go date this high schooler now.
He really sucks, so I mean.
That was his only option left after she left him, was just to go after Paige, I guess. Mm-hmm, nobody else wants his greasy butt.
I sure don't. All right, so this next...
Heather Sinclair.
I feel like Heather Sinclair just should not be the person that gets all the scraps. And like,
look, Heather Sinclair hooked up with Craig, so...
Scraps. Scraps. He's ran through.
Scraps.
He ran through.
He hated everybody more than once, even, and then kept going back and forth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, but he was so cute.
He was. He was adorable.
A little hoe. Getting mono and shit.
Sorry, Craig.
He knows he's a hoe, though. That's the beauty of it. We're still on the subject of Mr. Oleander, Tawny.
Okay.
What kind of yoga does Mr. Oleander teach? Vinyasa, Ashtanga, Bikram, Kundalini.
Ashtanga.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he does.
Are those all actual ones?
You bet your booty they are, because Caroline is extremely, thorough.
No, well, I wasn't sure if it was like names of just stuff.
No, poor NSA agent has to be so confused every time it's trivia. Because my search history is like 2000s movies, one word titles, 2000s luxury lip gloss, 2000s high end lip gloss, German boys' names, like,
I love it.
Japanese last names, kinds of yoga.
Like, what are you up to? Alrighty. Corey, how long is the drive from Degrassi to Wasega Beach? 2 hours, an hour and a half, 4 hours, 3 hours.
I think it was 2 hours.
Yes, you think correctly. And that is the end of our round. I said that with a very, like, creepy smile. however, I'm very excited in a non-creepy way for the progression of things. What is our final, what is our half point?
Our halfway point, Tawny is still in the lead. She's got 6. But Corey's working this slow and steady thing that I'm into, and they've got 3. So, like, I honestly, I think it's still in the air.
It's anybody's team.
It's Corey's, like thumbs down, and I saw that just as I was taking a drink of my very, even though I thinned this shit out, it's still quite thick. So.
Oh, my God. Avis is drinking mic talk for those who aren't aware, because I think that was an off mic talk.
What the fuck is a cat doing? Just like cascaded down like a waterfall from like listeners. Tawny's Tawny has, you know, as we do in our basements, a mattress leaned up against the wall. I've got a bunch of shit in my basement. Fuck you. Don't try.
No, I had a box spring set in my living room the entire time I lived in my last apartment in Indiana.
We're going to talk about that. But what?
I was 23. Suck my asshole.
That's that is some 23. That shit
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, we don't even want to talk about this. It wasn't last year, bruh.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure. Like, what was going on? But no, Tawny's cat was, I think, sitting just out of the frame at the top of the mattress. So all we saw was, like, the cat, like, front shimmying down the mattress. And it was,
it's all right. Ken is just Ken.
Anywhere else, she'd be a 10.
And she was a 10 right there. She did a great job getting on that mattress.
Oh my God.
I watched her climbing up the mattress earlier, so watching her come down was so entertaining.
You were like, what, you were waiting?
She was back. I didn't know she was back there until I saw pause and then whoop.
She like slid down, but it was like a very calculated.
She's like, very like proper. That was a very like
ladylike. Yes. Like, I shall do this like a lady. Yeah. Wait, did y'all just hear me?
Yeah.
Why? Okay. What for?
I don't. Because we're all on a call with audio.
Well, I don't mean.
Probably, I feel like that's.
I actually meant like there is an echo.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. All right.
Like, I've you didn't like, know what we're doing, right?
Well, no, fried but
raw eggnog, right? That's just pasteurized or whatever they do to it.
This shit's from Target, so if they serve me some unpasteurized shit, that's their fault. I did not
put holidays.
Here's some salmonella or whatever the fuck you get from that shit. All right, let's.
All right, are we ready to move on to round three?
Yeah, then? Round three, yes.
I hope 20. So. Let's go. Oh, yes.
What book are the grade 10s studying in Quan's class during Time Stands Still? Brave New World, Fahrenheit 451, 1984, or Animal Farm?
This is probably wrong. 1984?
Double check, but that is actually probably right.
Whoa.
Okay, wow. Ring-a-ding-ding. Look at that.
See, I had no idea. I had no idea.
Corey, what 2000s It Girl does Paige say she wishes she looked like? Paris Hilton, Ashley Simpson, Lindsay Lohan, or Hilary Duff?
I genuinely don't know, so I'm just going to guess Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. You guessed correctly.
Yes, you guessed correctly. I'm so happy for you, Corey.
We were all rooting for you.
I get bonus points for just guessing.
Unfortunately, no, that is not how this works. But remember that anything goes in Double Jeopardy or Final Jeopardy. We probably shouldn't call it that because that's trademarked. But come at me, Alex.
Calling it that from the grave?
Yeah.
I forgot he died.
I forget like periodically and then it makes me sad all over again.
It's hard.
One of my life goals before he died was to meet him, and now that he's dead, I just have to wait till I'm dead too.
Wait, to meet. You'll probably have more fun. To be like, you'll have like no time constraints. Like, you just shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm.
No anything constraints.
No anything constraints.
Just be floating around. You could literally with Alex Trebek.
Or you could be like, hey man, you want to go hang out in like, I don't know. Now I can't think of any historic periods that aren't like really cliche or really bad.
Hang out in the Mesozoic era.
Yeah, you want to go chill with some fucking
I love how you just had that. You just had that ready.
You're like, I know exactly. I would hang out with Alex Trebek. I have thought about this.
I'm taking this here train. Yeah, got it.
I've seen Dinosaur Train. I know my stuff.
Oh my! That went. I love when we get to unexpected places. I love that.
It's not.
I mean, rarely, but that's why I love it so much. I'm like, I'm so constantly amazed by the places we end up.
Okay. On that note, Corey answered the last question. Mm-hmm. All right, so that means it's a Tawny question. What is the scent of Paige's moisturizer? Unscented, lavender, cherry blossom, or vanilla?
Lavender.
Yes, that is correct. Corey, what class is Manny heading to when Paige makes her take her Radich meeting? Science, history, math, or English?
Math?
That is correct.
I knew that one. I'll be feeling like when I don't know it. Like, and kudos to you.
For the final point of this round, who is Degrassi competing against in the Whack Your Brain competition? East High, Northern High, Earl Grey, or Bardell? In the Whack Your Brain competition, which is where Rick gets carried.
I'm going to say Northern, but that's right.
That is correct.
It is?
Mm-hmm. It
goodness,
is.
Goodness gracious, look at that.
Yes, indeedy.
All right.
What's going on?
We are at the end of round three.
Mm-hmm.
Tawny, you are still in the lead with 9 points. Corey is behind. They have 5. It is what it is. There's math involved. We're not going to get into that.
Corey is behind.
Corey is behind.
To put it simply,
I feel less bad about it than I did at the end of the last round.
For some reason. We know.
I also want to point out that Corey leads the next round, which means Corey gets first dibs on 3 questions. And Tawny could still fuck up. Who knows? I don't know. Let's.
Knows. Don't. All right.
It happened. We'll see.
I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
So exactly
what's wrong with me, but I don't want to say it on mic.
You own one. It's all right. That's all y'all need to know. It's Caroline right. on one Monroe. No, I don't know if they know your last name.
It's fine.
That's fair but it's like, I know people like start their podcast with like, hi, I'm Amos Collins. Hi, I'm Carolyn. Like, I don't know.
We use our names in our public Facebook group and shit. So like, we don't have to drop it every episode, but I don't
I just want people to think we're pastas. I just want people to think
we are pastas.
Do not perceive us. Thank you.
Do not. You have little pastas that I'm friends with.
I get deeply uncomfortable whenever I realize people perceive me when I'm not there, especially. Oh, you talk about me when I'm not around?
No, when I'm not around,
I please don't. Right, like I just Houdini. All right.
If they can't see you, you don't exist.
They can. That's how I feel, though, because
you
that's
close
how
your
I
eyes
feel.
And they can't see you.
It just, I cease to exist. That's how I feel. That's how it should be.
Why is it making me think of Kel Mitchell in Mystery Men, where his power is invisibility, but only if he's naked and you don't look at him?
I haven't seen that movie in forever, and now I want to watch it.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
You've never seen Mystery Men, Corey?
It's so good.
It's so good.
Well, it's so good, but dumb, but it's good.
It's problematic now, and it was problematic then, but...
Oh, wait. This looks very familiar in a way that I think I've repressed.
I don't think it was any more problematic than any other movie that came out that year.
Those were a problematic time, I think, for the world.
Yeah. It really was. We were out here watching South Park.
Looks like there's a turban involved on a white man. So
there is a, yes.
All right.
100% one of those happened.
I've never seen that movie. That was my time.
That was a quick internet search.
So dumb, Corey,
1999 I was in kindergarten, so.
I was like 2 years old. I was barely conscious.
Rocking around in kindergarten.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
1999 was kind of the scariest of times that everybody thought we were all gonna just...
Oh my god, the millennial. You know what I did that New Year's Eve, though? Me and my brother stayed up all night watching the Dexter's Laboratory New Year's Eve special movie apocalypse thing. It was beautiful. It was great.
You want to know what I did?
As one does.
What? I had my wisdom teeth taken out the day before, so I was on painkillers and bleeding.
Whacked out.
The painkillers part sounds fun, at least.
Age 13 me was wilding it up that night.
You
would have
been
lucky,
though, if Party Yard happened.
I was probably asleep before midnight because I was 2.
Or you were awake.
Been awake after midnight.
Maybe you were a badass 2-year-old, Corey. You don't know.
Maybe you just did. Badass 2-year-old. That's just a 2-year-old. Those fuckers wake up all the time. They're like, tonight's
Alice
just one of those nights.
Alice wakes me up between midnight and 2 a.m. and goes, "Hi, Mama, it's me." So
wait, do you ever pick up your face and say, "Terrifying to have a small child suddenly there"?
I was just gonna ask you that. Have you ever like punted your own child?
She comes to come around the side of the bed and she'll be like, "Hi, Mama, I'm awake." And I'm like
a little goblin. Like, no.
Are you sure it's her actual daughter and not like some sort of mimic situation?
Oh. Well, then she'll start telling me about her popsicle dress or whatever she's wearing, so I know it's her.
Okay. I'm so worried that I'm gonna like kick the shit out of my child.
No,
when they're able to like come in my like. I'm so worried about that because like we're gonna have to get a higher bed. because the bitch is like worried about to the ground. I'm worried.
And I'm worried about like giving birth to the kid from the Babadook.
Oh, whoa. No. Oh.
Is it because you don't trust anything that comes out of your body? Because same.
No, I mean, it's not.
I don't know what the fuck is going to happen with the contents of my uterus.
No, I just, when I'm seriously considering something, I have to seriously consider all of the worst case scenarios.
The Damien.
Right. I can't deal with that.
If you find a 666 on some, oh my gosh.
Like, can I really just brightside that child enough to stop the ancient prophecies? I don't think so.
You're like, I don't want that responsibility, and I don't know
That's
if I'm
a
up
lot to put on me.
That is a
I'm
lot.
Just a girl.
I am.
I can't resist
Antichrist. And on top of that, like, not only do I have to love the Antichrist out of Antichristing, right? But then also I gotta like take that guy to soccer practice and schedule his doctor's appointments.
All right, kids are already creepy as shit. I don't want an Antichrist in my house. Kids are so creepy unintentionally. I don't know.
Up until a certain point, they're very creepy. Then after a while, they just start to become cool little people. And then you're like, all right, yeah.
Except for the ones that never stop being creepy and grow up to be like Oren from Parks and Rec.
Yeah. But we hope that doesn't happen to very many of the creepy children. We just want the creepy children to grow up and be normal.
Normal. Like,
well, normal in a sense that they're not
normal
creepy
with,
anymore.
Yeah. Just the creep factor needs to
be
lost.
The creep factor can go away. All right.
I endorse
on that.
That was a lovely tangent. That was, we talked about the Antichrist, guys. That
you
was
know,
beautiful.
We were kind of, I was feeling like we were really under for time, so I'm fine with the
You
tangent.
Just wanted to pop in a quick diversion to Antichrist
yeah,
Villa.
Yeah, that was all my
The
fault.
Antichrist
that was
Villa.
All
Babadook and
Damien. I mean, well,
I'll
you know.
I'll probably listen back to this in the new year and be like, wow, that really was all my fault.
I really did grab the driver's the steering wheel there, and
I drove us right off that cliff.
Yeah, it's. I mean, but we kind of were like, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, you guys were like, drive.
Let's go! Yeah,
hands out the window doing hand dolphins. Like,
not
I might
hand
have been
dolphins.
At the wheel, and I'll own that. But you came willingly.
I did. Hi.
I always do.
hi, what are you doing? Oh, hello. What are you doing?
I am tired. All right.
I don't know what we're doing right now.
We're okay. About to slide it. I always say slide into. I don't know what it. Why I have
That's
to do
not.
Like the slide in home slide base. Like, let's go to. I like Whipper. Slide into. Whatever. We round four, guys. Corey, it is your question. Let's go. All right. How much is Ellie's rent? $525, $540, $480, $575.
$540? It is $540. I remember watching that episode and going, I wish my rent was that much.
No, right? Actually, like, give me
Don't we all?
Please. Jeez. That would be like immaculate. Tawny.
Avis.
No one's ever said that before. How many songs did Craig write while he was hospitalized? 9, 17, 24, 31.
17.
Yes. He wrote 17 songs, that boy. He didn't sleep.
One of them was Song Girl Wrong Girl.
The best song there is.
It's Ashley's favorite.
That masterpiece. Yes. Corey, how long was Jimmy in the hospital? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months.
3 months?
Yes, he was in the hospital for 3 months. That timeline is so Willy Wonky, though. They swear. I don't believe that, though. So much happened. But, so, like, but also so little. Okay. Tawny, what is Manny's favorite movie? Snatched, Geely, Bedazzled, Honey.
It was Honey.
Yeah, it was. That wasn't
it was Geely. I was rooting for Geely.
Fuck Geely. Like, frankly, like, fuck Geely. Like, I don't care if I ever see the bitch again. Like, I'm over it. All right. The last question in the round. The final round before Final Jeopardy, which we're still calling that. Corey, what first name does Danny use for his fake ID? Dieter, Friedrich, Wolfgang, Gunther.
This is another one that I absolutely do not know, so I'm going to guess Gunther.
Gunther? Yeah, you're correct. Yep, that was a good guess.
Always go with your gut.
Yeah, and the one that sounds the best, frankly.
Like, Dieter.
No. Dieter. Dietrich.
All right, well. Someone whose middle name was Wolfgang, and I'm like, really? And then they showed me their ID, and I was like, oh, okay.
That checks out.
That was a choice.
Yeah, someone made along the line. What is our final?
Our final score is 11-8, Tawny. Which means Corey going into final.
Nice.
Saucer sauce.
The final sauce.
Saucer sauce. The final
sauce. The final
sauce. The final sauce. I don't know what. I don't know.
Question.
There is way too much nutmeg in here. And I think, and just, like, genuinely.
You have,
all right.
You have to consume way more nutmeg than you could possibly have. I promise you. No, like heaping spoonfuls, baby.
Oh, okay. Did people used to hallucinate on nutmeg?
Yeah, you can get really fucked up on nutmeg, but you have to consume so
much. Really?
When I was a child, I googled that and ate like 3 spoonfuls of nutmeg and then didn't feel anything other than I wanted to die from coughing.
Yeah.
Because I thought that 3 spoonfuls would get me fucked up and it didn't.
No.
Isn't that what people were doing with that cinnamon challenge where they were basically just like coughing it and then like, oh man.
So, yes and no.
Hey, Blake.
Alison Corey was like, this gonna get me fucked up. Spent the rest of, like, the day.
That was before I knew about real drugs.
And then you just, then you're like, oh, no. Okay, this is what everybody's really doing. I swear to you, I feel like maybe vaguely I knew that about nutmeg, but, like, I didn't really know. I was just being an asshole. Now I'm vaguely, like, I'm kind of intrigued about, like, what method would, can I grind some, like, maybe that might be something I would try if I was really bored and I just want to see.
So, my understanding is that it's a pretty powerful hallucinogen. My guess would be that there's some kind of extraction that you could go through, which would be way more pleasant. And what have you, than just eating a bunch of ground nutmeg.
I do not recommend.
When you say child, how old are we talking that you were?
Like 10 or 11.
Okay. Damn.
And then it took me until I was 16 to try real drugs, aka weed.
Because you were just watching your nutmeg life.
I tried one weed.
Apparently, one weed.
Just one marijuana is enough sometimes.
Just one marijuana is a lot.
I took one marijuana and I was hooked.
Oh my gosh, same. Just one of the marijuana and I was...
All right, so...
This is silly.
This is silly.
Thursday for y'all. This is the end of the week. Bye. Like, I've got
Christmas. Everybody's right. Going crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Crazy. Yeah.
So, here's how it works. I'm going to open a chat right now for everybody in the Riverside. With everybody, yes, Riverside. Come on, just do it.
With everybody, yes.
Like, if I can't open it with, like, just let me open it with everybody, you know? Just automatically. All right. You guys are going to wager however many points you want to wager. And then I'm going to ask a question. It might be about me. It might be about Avis. It might be about us. Who knows?
How many points did I have again?
You have...
I forgot about that.
Eight peons. And Tawny has 11. So were to assume that Tawny were to wager zero, which I'm not saying she should, you would need 3 peons to tie it up.
That's a pretty closable gap.
And this question may or may not have opportunity for bonus points like the last one did. So, you know.
Ooh. Sorry.
Keep that in mind. That means Tawny's got bonus points too.
Yeah.
So type in how many peons, but don't hit send until you've both typed. Tawny, did you type your peons?
I did.
Okay.
Right, 1, 2, 3.
Go. Tawny's wagering 2. Corey's wagering 3.
Clap. They're trying to close that clap. The clap. I miss the clap-ons. Clap-offs.
One of my house-sitting clients has that. And really? They're like,
do they still make those?
No. Do they?
They must.
That's amazing.
Do they really?
As a homeowner, I need that. There are still
old people, dude. Like,
is that who they were for?
Yes, and disabled people.
Well, yes, that's what most things that are for.
Yeah.
Are for. No, the clapper's still a thing, but I think that they've made themselves an activated on. They've evolved. It's not the same.
Okay, well, the people that I house sit for have a clapper. It's actually really annoying.
I would use it to lay in bed and read and then be like
or sometimes your dog barks twice.
My Kindle has a really nice backlight, so because my girlfriend was tired of me like having lights on.
My mother bought me a small lamp for the bed so that I can turn it on and off without having to get my lazy butt up to go turn off and on a light. I love her for that.
That's beautiful. Moms are good.
Moms are great.
All right. So again, Corey has wagered 3 points. Tawny has wagered 2.
Closing. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm excited for the question because I never know. I hear them when you guys hear them.
So.
Shit.
Caroline, that's me. I have 3 pets. Name one of them. Now here's we're going to sweeten it up a little bit. If you get 1 correct, you will get however many points you wagered. You will get an additional point for any others that you get correct. But if you guess one and you get it incorrect, you will lose a point, even if your first one was correct.
Oh, interesting.
Does that make sense? I can explain it again, maybe more clearly.
No, that makes sense.
Beautiful. So go ahead and type your answers. Spelling does not count.
What?
It's nothing but the type, like the keys.
I'm on Brandon's computer. This thing is so clickety-clackety.
You sounded so Midwestern.
Click. No, it was fun. Well,
I live in the middle of a cornfield, so.
Do you guys see 24-hour salad? Is that an Iowa thing, too?
It should be. If it's not, it's great.
Wait, I've never heard 24-hour salad.
It's one of those salads that's like layers, and like at least one of those layers is basically just mayonnaise.
Oh, and then, every salad here has some form of mayonnaise or
and then like, you let it like sit in your fridge for 24 hours.
Is that
every
the Midwest is a lawless land when it comes to food.
I don't call a lot of things like salads that should not be a salad, but it's the Midwest, so we do what we want.
Mm-hmm. Indiana's biggest thing is a pork tenderloin, which is like a breaded pork tenderloin sandwich. And you want it to be like huge, but the bun is always just
it's a regular normal hamburger size bun, but the rest of the meat is the size of your plate. And if your bun takes up even like a tenth of it, it's too big. You gotta get.
Well, then what the fuck is the point?
It's just delicious. You just eat it.
It's the Midwest.
You want to put a tiny hat on a big ass Tyrannosaurus Rex fucking steak?
Yeah, because you that can hold it so by the bun. You hold it by the bun. No. And then when you get to the bun, you got some mayo, maybe some pickle going on.
There might be some mustard in there.
The last bite is like a nice little reward, and you have a nice handle as you eat the pork tenderloin.
Handle.
And like, yeah.
I don't respect that.
Hold it with.
There's from a culinary.
It's walking around food.
From a culinary perspective, I don't respect that. So,
okay. Then you don't respect me and my culture.
If you ever come here. I'm buying you the biggest tenderloin I can find, Avis. It'll be bigger than your head. You're going to eat it. You're going to like it.
Caroline straight said, my heritage is...
Don't fuck with pork like that.
I mean, you could do it with chicken, but that's also fair. And it's not... Here's the thing. Is it's not like it's that much pork. It's that they pound it out. Like, it's just a piece really of tenderloin, thin. And they pound it the fuck out.
So we're dealing with the
like tenderloin situation. At all.
Well, then you would not eat one, Corey, and that's fine.
Are we dealing with a floppy situation?
No, it's fried. Like, it's fried. It's very crispy.
Oh shit!
It is. It's so fucking weird.
Perfect.
But it's funny. Like a point of pride. To eat, like, you'll hear Hoosiers being like, I had a pork tenderloin last night and it was this big.
And the fish was this big.
Yeah.
So it's in the, like, the spectacle. It's not necessarily in the actual food.
Well, no, they are delicious.
They're still delicious.
Oh, they're delicious.
Like, am I ever going to seek one out? Not unless I'm at the Indiana State Fair. But, like, at the same time, if I were to go home and somebody was like, yo, this place does a really good pork tenderloin, I'd be like, all right, fuck it, let's go. I'm never going to like go to a restaurant and see that on the menu and be like, ooh, that's what I want. Unless like everything else on the menu is ass. Like,
got it.
Or if that's what they're known for, like that's their like, we're award winning. There's a place near my job site that is that way. They have like award winning ones and they make them like right there. Really good. It's like a little food truck situation.
Yeah, good. No, a pork tenderloin is a
solid choice.
Okay. I mean, all right. I'll give it the benefit of the Midwestern doubt.
It's not like you're eating like pounds of pork.
No.
You're eating like probably what, like an 8 ounce at most tenderloin? Maybe.
And it's just really, really thin and breaded and then they fry it.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's so good. It's like schnitzel, but make it.
I was going to say, I like schnitzel. So
it's like schnitzel.
Yeah, I do like schnitzel.
It's kind of like a schnitzel. It's like, yeah.
I think through schnitzel, Corey, maybe we will be convinced. Through all things schnitzel. All right.
On that note, do you guys have your answers?
Yes.
Yes.
Love
Corey,
it.
Okay.
Go ahead and hit send.
Oh, wait.
Hey, I'm not paying attention. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so Corey did a good guess. Question mark, IDK, I'm not paying attention. I'm sorry, LOL. And Corey, I'm sorry because that is incorrect, which means you are down 3 points.
Corey was polite, though. They said sorry.
Eight.
She was just like, Corey's like, I have very little attention spans. I apologize.
I normally listen to podcasts when I'm at work, so I'm doing other things while I'm listening.
It's like, it's that background. No, that's how I do. Sometimes it just sounds like that wah, 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 like from Charlie Brown.
I don't like being silent.
Yeah, no, same.
Yeah, no, I so
you,
feel
YouTube that. Video hates to see me coming, because I typically, sometimes, like, I throw one of those on, like those,
Oh, wait, yes, I have YouTube Premium, and I got my money's worth out of it doing that shit.
My math was, well, it wasn't my math that was the problem. My math was correct, thank you very much, but my reading was wrong.
Cool.
Corey went into Final Countdown with 8 points. They now have 5.
Okay.
Tawny guessed Chauncey.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. So. Yes.
I had no idea how to spell it, but spelling didn't count.
Comes in with 13. You did not spell it correct. It's a C instead of an S.
Oh.
But.
Yeah, I think Chauncey is probably the one you talk about. But no, you talk about Fife and...
Apparently not Biggie.
Not, I mean, fuck Biggie, I guess.
That was the other name I couldn't think of. I was...
We see your favorite, Caroline. No joke.
I like that. It's just that Chauncey makes appearances the most often. He's like camera shy. It's weird.
Mm.
And I don't know. Fife tends to just be like right down next to me and not in sight. Whereas Chauncey will be like, I'm on your back.
Well.
Nobody said cunt this time.
We did not get a cunt in, but there we go.
There's two. Anybody else want to contribute?
Cunt.
Thanks.
We gotta get them in while you know.
Tawny, I think I talked over your cunt. If you'd like to,
should I say it again?
Yeah.
Hunt.
Thank you. Very valuable.
Where are you added to that?
Now it's a quintuple.
This has been your cunt's podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
My best friend in middle school, she's still one of my besties now. She was such a nice girl, and it blows my mind that her mom let me play with her.
Oh my! No, it blows my. Because
I was the kid saying cunt.
Maybe she knew you needed it. Maybe she's like, maybe you know.
She might have known my friend needed it. A million years later, still going strong. So our moms were on to something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was fun.
Yeah. I think it was very speedy with the, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ken. She's got such a pretty coat.
She's a beautiful cat. She just doesn't know what she's doing with her
boundaries.
Life.
No. Okay, I want to fucking jump from this chair to the top. Are you going to... She's like, that should be abort mission.
No, she figured it out.
And she's trying to jump to the mattress, but like,
kitty physics.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, this chair's gonna move.
There's the tail swish.
You gonna do it?
Come on, Ken.
Ken, you can do it, baby. Go.
Yeah. Oh, that was so high. That was very
good. That was a perfect 10.
That was beautiful.
That was a 10 out of 10.
It was.
So lithe, so limber.
Anywhere else, she'd be a 10, and she was a 10 right there.
Very graceful. Very cutesy.
It was the assessment. It was the, like, you know, the weighing of the wrists. Very, right?
Very
demure. Yes. Gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, guys, I feel like trivia.
This will be the final episode that airs for season 4. So this is actually, thank you for being here with us on this milestone.
Oh gosh.
I don't think we've really like shied away from talking about the fact that season 4 was an effort in a way that the first 3 weren't. And it was good and we learned a lot, but we are so glad to have made it to the end. It's a huge thing. We are honored to have had both of you lovely people here with us to do so.
Yes. Thank you. Thank both you. Of you.
Thank you.
I had put so much, season four was so behind me that I really just like realized that this is a part of season four. My brain had like dropped it from my list of anxieties because I'm like, it's done.
There were some things that I thought happened at other points in time. Like Time Stand Still is literally like barely into the season. And I thought for some reason it like is the end of a season, but no, that's Kevin Smith.
No.
That happened somewhere else. So,
for some reason, I thought Rick being tarred and feathered happened in season five until I was rewatching.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh no, wait, what? No,
I was like, oh no, it's right here.
They really upped the ante in season four, and they really, like, season three went there. All of the seasons have gone there to their own degree.
Yeah.
But something shifts in season four.
Season four really goes there.
Yeah.
Well, it becomes more like real, like this is stuff that is happening, like scary. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
And they used music very well because that whole episode of Rick's like going around, there's just like music and you're like, oh shit, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Man, should we have our moms on for Rock This Town? Oh. Should we just bring them on anytime somebody dies?
My mom would be really upset, but I feel like she, like, shout out to Evie, would be just focused on the pee puddle, which I had thought about way too much.
I mean, there's a very large puddle.
There's literally a pile of piss that you're just, like, dying in.
I feel like remembering your mom's being on the episode talking about it, they didn't realize stuff you guys were watching, especially Avis at such a young age, that I feel like The Rock This Town might traumatize them a little bit.
My mom, at that time, that was still, I was still like 13.
So I remember like your 13, mom's 14, talking about so. It.
And yeah.
Because my mom's like, why are you, what the, why were you watching this? Is he literally pissing? Is he dying? Did he get stabbed? Is he dying in the piss?
And now she's sitting in the piss holding him while he dies in the piss?
Now she's...
Oh.
I mean, to be fair, if he's dying, some of that piss is probably his own.
That's a point.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Fair.
That was just an awful lot of it.
But then you gotta think about Liberty's walking around with piss-covered knees at the very least.
At the hospital and everything. She just covered.
She's probably more worried about her boyfriend dying.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I'm going to be the one person. I'm terrible. Who's going to be thinking, why does it smell like piss?
You go to hug her and then you're like,
They're all hugging her. And I would still be hugging her. I'd be just like, you smell like piss, Liberty. What happened? Okay. It's fine.
Avis, remind me never to invite you when I get stabbed to death. Wait,
Avis, there's people that are dying.
That is my favorite thing to quote.
It's so good.
Oh, gosh.
It's so good.
I'm just worried about the piss of it all.
There's people that are dying.
Worried about the wrong shit by definition, but y'all, thank you for this loopy ass time. It was fun.
Apparently this has been your mom's piss cast.
Apparently your cunt's piss cast. I don't think we've ever renamed or bastardized the show's name so much.
I feel
episode.
We're gonna lose listeners for how crude this got.
I literally opened the season wrap up with being like butt stuff.
Yeah.
So that is the tone. That's the bar. Okay.
No, that's fine.
If you can't be here at our butt stuff, then you can't be here at our profound dissertations and we wax poetic about. You got to be here for all of it, okay?
The cunts, the butts, and the dissertations.
The butts. Well, lovely. I think that on that lovely note.
On that note.
Because I think Corey's, their headphones might be, are your headphones good?
They look
they're doing the weird thing again.
Yeah,
like distorting the sound.
Okay.
Right. Oh,
well, let's sign it
that
off.
That sounds so fun. So let's see.
It's your week, Avis.
This is my week. Okay, well, thank you for listening to Your Mom's Podcast. Join us next time as we kick off season 5. And
we will be joined again by Tawny.
Yeah, we will be back. Tawny will be back. Wait, Tawny, you're going to be in the season opener as a Titty Snake producer and the season wrap up as a trivia winner. So look at that.
You're
shit.
You're like bookends, like pages.
Like bookends. You know
it was the way that she won. Now I don't feel bad.
You should not feel bad, Corey. You put up a fight.
Oh, you put amazing. Yes. Yes. There were generally some motherfucking stumpers in there.
You what?
I've been in the 3 episodes, the 2 trivias, then now the next one.
Yeah.
That's weird.
If y'all, like, this, somebody's like, well, so who is this Tawny person? Like, right, like, this is 3 episodes. That, like,
I guess, they, I don't know. You know,
weird. I think I'm happy about the bookend situation. That's a little clean, and I like that. So, but that was completely unintentional.
But a little bit kismet.
But
a little bit. Brandon has a lot of season 5 to watch now with me, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
There we go.
Thank you. Thank you guys
Thank
for
you.
Being here.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Tawny. Thank you, Tawny. Thank you listeners.
For having me.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
We
have to bring you back for
Corey.
Yes, your continuation, probably something else with Paige, was it?
Yeah, well, what? You're not. Yeah. This isn't. You'll be back if you want.
Right, Chris. I never want to come. Oh, okay. I was just like, if you want to come back, you know, don't let us force you to spend like however many hours, you know, when we record, however many hours of your life that requires.
This is the highlight of my day today, so.
Oh. I love that.
That warms me because I know that.
I'm happy I could be a part of it too.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
This was the highlight for me too. I was looking forward to it. I'm like, it's gonna be at the end. I'm gonna be running on fumes, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. So,
and it did not disappoint in that arena.
Did not disappoint. Lovely close to season 4, and I'm excited for season 5. So, all right,
bye,
bye, everybody.
Bye.